The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. Call or text in to the show, 437-1620. We're going to be covering a lot of great events. It's sort of Pensacola and Pensacola Beach Day here on the show. We just heard from Meg Peltier from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And now we're going to be talking more centrally located in Pensacola. Nicole Stacy, the VP of Visit Pensacola, is in the studio. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Great to meet you. Thank you for coming on the show. We just talked with Meg. There's so much happening on the beach, but there's also a lot happening here in Pensacola. Last night, we had the surrender of the city, right? How did that go?
Absolutely. You know, from what I hear, it was a great turnout. It's a great way to kick off our city's rich history and our heritage. And it's just a fun event. If you've not been involved with the Fiesta organization, they just do such an incredible job of celebrating our city. They also put on some of our biggest annual events. So hats off to them. I know they've got a busy 2 weeks coming up.
Yes. 18 events, I think they said they had over the next 2 weeks. So yes, thank you for the work that they do. And thank you for the work that you do. So tell us about Visit Pensacola.
Sure. Yeah. So Visit Pensacola is the destination marketing organization for Escambia County. So our job is really to market why Pensacola is the way to beach. That's our branding. Mm-hmm. We think we're the way to beach because we have these beautiful beaches, Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key, but we've got so much more. We've got our history. We've got our rich downtown. We've got things to do. We've got really cool events.
We were number one. Pensacola the first.
We are the first. Yes. So it really makes up that, you know, we're more than just a beach community. We're a city with a soul and a heartbeat, and it's the people of Pensacola. And you know, my job and my team's job is to tell those stories, so it makes for a really great day at work when I get to say why people should come visit Pensacola.
Definitely. That was great. What is your team like? Who all is involved?
We have the most incredible team. So we're made up of marketing experts, social media, public relations, sales, tour operators. You know, our job is to really get outside of Escambia County and tell people why they should come visit, why they should plan their vacations, but also why should they bring their meetings here? Why should they bring in reunions? The military reunions is a huge network for us. And so we work hand in hand with our partners. We're a partnership-based organization. So we've got over 300 local partners, whether it's a restaurant or a hotelier or someone like Fiesta, who's a great partner of ours. How can we help tell the good work that they're doing? We just wrapped National Travel and Tourism Week last week, and we did events every single day, starting with our Hospitality Olympics and ending with a Hospitality Heroes Luncheon.
Yeah, we had a lot of our representatives.
Yeah, we had a Cat Country team, and they did great.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun, but it's just a way to kind of celebrate what the hospitality industry does for Escambia County, because these are your frontline workers. These are the people that are telling the stories and telling visitors why they love it here.
Right.
And, you know, they're great jobs. They start from anywhere from entry level to C-suite. And we really try to remind people that hospitality is a thriving industry with great individuals that really make up what a community personality is.
Those individuals are crucial, I think, in my opinion, because, you know, from talking to people like my in-laws and other people that I've had to come visit here, sometimes when they go to a certain place, the people that they meet will actually bring them back to that spot. Without even having an amazing beach and all of the surroundings, they'll be like, you know, Benny at Portofino was just so great.
Absolutely.
Or Sandra at this restaurant downtown was just so amazing. So they want to go back just to talk to those people and just to be in that vibe again. So that's what Pensacola Beach is all about. That's what Pensacola is all about. That's what our downtown, our thriving downtown. It's just there's like a spirit downtown. I don't know what it is. I've lived here for 7 years and I had to go through COVID and all that here. And now it's almost like there's this new vibrance downtown.
Yeah, you know, and it really just, to your point, we bring media from all over the world to Pensacola to write stories about our area.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting to me when we get to show them parts that you would never imagine would have such a cool story. So, you know, one of my favorites is when we can go out to Perdido Key and we can show them Big Lagoon, but then we can take them to the famous Floribama and talk not only about the mullet toss, but that they've got great restaurants and that they've got live music. And then, of course, Pensacola Beach with all of the events they carry. So it just kind of elevates the fact that we do have beautiful beaches, but we've got so much more. As you said earlier, we're America's first.
Mm-hmm.
And we really celebrate that. We love bantering with our friends in St. Augustine. And it's just a fun way to, one, promote the state in general and the rich history of Florida.
Right.
But it's another way to elevate that we work so hard to preserve our history. And we've got Historic Village, and we work really closely with the Historic Trust and UWF to make sure people know that and to know that there's ways for them to enjoy different educational pieces that maybe you wouldn't think of doing on a vacation, but you can, and it still makes for a really fun event.
Yeah, we have almost 100 parks around Pensacola, and each of them have kind of their own historical significance. So, you know, just going to a few parks will be like a history lesson. It's great. So much rich heritage and history here in Pensacola. News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Jake Walker. My guest this morning, Nicole Stacy, the VP of Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com, and you'll see beautiful pictures as soon as you hop on that website. One thing I've noticed here lately is ever since Ryan Gosling was in the Barbie movie, now beach is a really popular verb.
That's our job. Our job is beach.
There needs to be a picture of him as Ken somewhere on this website. You know, it's like, hey.
I know. I'm going to tell the team when I get back, let's Photoshop a Visit Pensacola shirt on him. The way to beach.
Yes. Yes. That would be awesome. I beach. I beach well. All right. So what else is coming up in Pensacola? What about the art museum?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got a lot of museums, whether it's the art museum, whether it's the children's museum, you know, whether it's the history museum, the Naval Aviation Museum.
Yeah.
And I love that we're moving into summer, not only because our locals are out of school. So now kids need something to do. And these are great activities for the parents to kind of plan around and make sure that their kids are, you know, staying safe and doing something fun over the summer. But it's a great way for visitors to come and enjoy, you know, after you've had your 2 days on the beach, you're sun-kissed, you're tired, it's hot. What else can you do? Or if we get unfortunate rain, which sometimes happens, you know, what else is there for people to do? So I'm really going to push visitpensacola.com and our Way to Beach app. Because in those, there's different itineraries, there's blogs, the calendar of events is a huge piece of what we do. And I love sharing that on this station because that's an opportunity for anyone in Escambia County who has an event to utilize it. It's a free marketing service. So if you are having an event, Perdido Key, Pensacola Beach, Pensacola, Century, anywhere in Escambia County, you can put your event on our calendar of events for free. It's free marketing. We want to push it out. My team will then every week go through the calendar of events, and they use our social media channels to promote those events that are going on. We put those in our newsletters. They show up on our app. So it's a really great resource for free marketing. But it's, you know, in the app, you've got it on your phone. It's in your pocket. So if it starts raining and you're like, oh, no, what are we going to do?
Right.
You can quickly go to visitpensacola.com or go to the app and find the next thing to do.
What is the name of the app in the app store?
So it's the Way to Beach app, and you can download it on our website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. And yeah, that's a great resource because, you know, I've done it. A lot of people have done it. You go on vacation. You don't know a lot about the area you're going to. You're going for a certain attraction, but there's hundreds of other things you could do. And like you said, after a couple of days of being on the beach, you might be a little crispy. So, you know, you need to go into an air-conditioned museum or a great restaurant downtown.
Absolutely. And we've got things, too, like happy hours. We've got live music schedules. You know that vacations can get expensive. So we really want to work with our partners to share any deals or opportunities that they're running. So, you know, we have a deals page where there's coupons.
Okay.
You can learn more about happy hours, like I said, but also, you know, oh, this hotelier is doing or this property management's doing a stay three nights, get a fourth night. You know, the deals are endless. And that's another opportunity for our partners to really utilize the space on our website to make sure people know about all of those.
All right. Go to visitpensacola.com for more information on what we're talking about. If you miss any of this, you can always check out the podcast on newsradio923.com. And download the Way to Beach app from visitpensacola.com, and then that will tell you everything you need to know this summer. Even if you're a local, download that app because there are things I still discover every day of living here that I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was here. This has been here for 5 years, and I didn't even know it. So there's definitely a lot of things here. I don't think I could probably spend every day trying to do something new in this town, and I wouldn't ever run out of
it's
things.
My favorite thing about Pensacola is I always say there is always something to do.
Always.
There is never not an event happening. We're the festival city of the South, so there's always something that you can do. You know, kicking off with Fiesta last night and leading into the parade tomorrow. That's just another fun way for the community to come together. Some of us feel like we just finished Mardi Gras, but this is another opportunity to get out there and really enjoy what our city has to offer.
Yes.
The Fiesta Parade's tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It'll roll, but this year they're doing something new with fireworks. So we're going to have fireworks at 9 p.m. Just as a celebration. It's 75 years strong, and so let's celebrate together. And who doesn't love fireworks before the 4th of July?
I love some fireworks. We're going to have lots of fireworks this summer from lots of great people coming together to make that happen, because it's a lot of money to put that on.
Absolutely.
Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to make that happen. And it's we're going to have coordinated music for the 4th of July parade with our own Cat Country. But the fireworks and the parade tomorrow, it's a throw parade, right? So people can bring like light up and all their beads and everything, and we're going to be throwing them, right?
Yeah, we'll be out there. And I was sharing earlier with someone to remind people, the parade starts at Spring and Palafox.
Okay.
But try not to set up or stand on Spring Street. That's where the floats line up. And they really emphasize that we can't start throwing until we hit Palafox.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, until we hit Garden.
Okay.
So Garden and Palafox is where you want to be, not on Spring, because we are not allowed to throw. And it's devastating as someone who's in the parade when I see these sweet kids who just want beads and we're not allowed to throw. It's a very big rule. So we always try to share, you know, a Garden, Palafox, you can set up there. We encourage you to set up. We want to see your smiling faces.
Right.
Just don't be on Spring, because then we feel bad.
Okay. Well, they can remember it like the parade springs off of Spring.
Yes,
so don't be there.
That.
Go to where you're going to land, which is Garden and Palafox. All right. So that's going to be a great parade. That starts tomorrow at 7?
7 o'clock.
That's great, because it might be a little hot during the day.
It's a warm parade, but, you know, all the more reason to come out, enjoy one of our fabulous restaurants, grab a cocktail, grab a coffee, you know, grab some food, just enjoy the offerings that the downtown area has to offer. I know all of those businesses love this time of year, because it really just could bring new people in, or it could bring regulars in, but it's just a fun way to enjoy a Friday night.
Yes. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, my guest this morning, Nicole Stacy, the VP of Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com, and you can find all of these events and information on things to do around town. You can book a party bus. You can do dolphin tours. Oh, man. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to do here. Food and drink. I'm a big foodie.
Okay.
I feel like Pensacola is turning into a foodie town.
I love that you say that. I do agree. Yeah.
It's a gastro. What do they call the gastro destinations?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
I think that our culinary scene could match any large city at this point.
Right. It's very elevated.
And, you know, when we go out and talk to media, or we're talking at different media shows, or we do a lot of consumer shows where people will come and learn more about our destination, the one thing they always ask about is food. Always.
Because,
you know, you're hungry. You need to know what you're going to get into. And my favorite is to be able to say that the vast majority of our establishments here are local based. Our chefs are homegrown. They've either grown up in the restaurant scene here in Pensacola, moved away, and then moved back.
Right.
Or, you know, it's a family tradition, which I also love. But it's just such a fun story to tell of, yes, we have your chain restaurants. Everyone does. But when you walk downtown, you don't see a bunch of chain restaurants.
No.
You see things that are very unique to Pensacola. And the way that these chefs build their menus tell a story, whether it's their history of their restaurant or themselves, but it's just a unique way to kind of incorporate all of the flavors we have here in Pensacola, our history, our heritage, and the Gulf of Mexico, because the seafood is fresh and it's delicious.
Exactly. It's very healthy to eat in season, things that are in season at the time when you're eating them. And I love the way a lot of our chefs in the area do seasonal offerings.
Yes.
They change their menu every season to reflect those things that are bountiful and that are growing right now. And it's just a healthy way to live. Some of our chefs are celebrities. They've been on TV. They've been on these competition shows. They've been featured in all kinds of magazines and publications. And they're here churning out great cuisine for us every single day.
Absolutely.
Public beach access. I want to talk about this, because my favorite thing, and I hate to say this on the radio because I know I might spoil it like HGTV did for all pretty much this whole area, but we welcome you. The seashore, the protected, the you know, the, like the Gulf Island seashore, and you know, I go to Navarre and I do that little ride between Navarre Beach and Pensacola Beach. That area is almost like another planet. It's totally untouched. It's just white sand and emerald water and waves, and just as far as you can see, the ocean. It's amazing out there.
It really is.
It's really never crowded.
It's never crowded. And, you know, we always say, come to the beaches where you can be with thousands of your closest friends in those core areas, or at any given time. It could be the middle of July, our busiest time of year. You can find spots on our beaches that you're all by yourself.
Yes.
And it is the most magical thing because we have these, I mean, world's most beautiful beaches, as I will say it, and I say it proudly. But Perdido Key and Pensacola Beach, you can find yourself a spot where no one else is, and you just feel like, hey, this is just me, the sand, and the water, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Yes. And, you know, as you'll see here on the website, accessibility is a big thing, you know, so everybody can come and
Absolutely.
Enjoy the beach. Yeah. So, go to visitpensacola.com for more information. Lots to talk about for this summer. Lots of great events. I just love living here. I really do. Just having this beach just right in my back door, it just seems like a dream. It's really amazing. My wife, when we used to vacation down here at Portofino with her family, she was like, man, this is another level. And when you think of a beach, you know, you imagine the perfect beach with this white, soft sand that doesn't hurt your feet and this, you know, blue, green, emerald, amazing water. And we have it.
We
have it here. It's amazing. So very happy to live here. Sorry, I'm just gushing about my
area.
No,
I love it because it's the reason why I love my job so much.
Right.
People like you who weren't from here and you moved here or,
exactly.
you know, we hear that from people who visit all the time of this is where I'm going to retire or I'm going to buy my second home here and come to vacation. And, you know, we are such a thriving community. Sometimes I think people only think it's about summer, but spring and fall are, well, locals' favorite times of year. That's
right.
for sure.
Yes.
But with the amount of events we have going on and the beautiful weather and the sunrises and the sunsets, it's just such an opportunity to come and enjoy. And when we're out promoting, come in the summer because obviously everybody needs a summer vacation.
Yeah.
We want it to be Pensacola. But also come for spring break or come for a fall break or if it's just couples and you're empty nesters and the kids are at school now, come and enjoy one of our beautiful festivals, you know, the Arts Festival, Foo Foo Festival, the Blue Angels Homecoming Show. Those are all ideal events to come and really experience something different beyond just a beach vacation, but knowing that those beautiful beaches are still there.
Right. There's food and drink, shopping, lots of great shopping, you know, especially downtown now. Lots of great shops are opening up. Just there's, like you said, there's always something to do. 437-1620, if you have any questions or comments. Got a lot of texts about some traffic stuff going on. We might talk about that here coming up after the break. So thank you for your updates there. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio Pensacola. I am your host, Jake Walker, sitting here with Nicole Stacy, the VP of Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com for more information. Always something to do around here. We got the Blues air shows coming up on July 4th. What's your favorite part of the summertime here? I know you're working really, really hard because this is kind of go time for you, right?
It is. It's funny because we do a lot of our promoting and our advertising and our marketing during the spring and the fall because the summer is busy. It's our prime season.
Mm-hmm.
So traditionally, there's not a ton of advertising. So it's kind of nice that the team and I, we get to be home.
Right.
And we get to enjoy it. But our job is really to make sure that we are the messengers for the details, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that if you're coming to visit here, you know about beach safety, you know about the flags, you know that we ask you to pick your trash up, which
right.
should be a normal concept that everyone follows.
It should be, right?
Or, you know, to fill in your holes, don't leave your tents and chairs. But also we want to make sure that people know just about the general rules and other things to do. And that's our job. We want to communicate that. So we really rely on our partners to share that information with us. You know, if the Blue Angels practices change, we follow suit and we say, okay, let us push exactly what has changed from the source. So you know that you're getting a reliable piece of information when you go to visitpensacola.com. You know that our social media channels are us. They're ran by us. They're commented by us. So you know that you're talking to a real person. And that's a really proud moment for myself and for the team because we love connecting with the audience and sharing the favorite things to do. First summer, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say the Blue Angels. It's truly my favorite week of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if he's listening right now, Mardi Gras is also my favorite time of year, but that's not in the summer. So The Blue Angels, it's just such a special week in Pensacola. I think it brings all of the residents out, but I also think visitors from all over the world come because where else are they going to see a beach air show?
Exactly.
The Santa Rosa Island Authority does an incredible job.
Yes.
Robbie and I have worked hand in hand for years to make sure that these shows go off without a hitch.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to share that messaging. Again, that's our role. We're just going to share.
Right.
We're the sharers. We're the storytellers. There's other people that are doing a lot more harder work than we are. And we're just fortunate to be partners with them to share the good stuff that they're doing.
I think that after the Blue Angels documentary that is now out.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. There's going to be people from all over the world cruising here this summer. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot more than we've ever seen.
Wasn't it one of the most remarkable documentaries?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
I know.
Jake.
Everybody's mad at me, but I haven't made it out yet. But no, everybody that saw it here, a lot of people from the station here at Cat Country News Radio went to the premiere, and they're still talking about it.
I truly had goosebumps, and I cried. But
really?
If you know me, you know that's not
right.
A surprise. Because I was just so proud. I'm proud to know that these men and women live here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
They're a part of our community. We grocery shop at the same grocery stores. Their kids go to our schools.
Yeah.
But to see the footage of Pensacola was just a huge moment, because thank you for helping elevate us and put us even more on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But also to see the dedication. The job that these people are doing, whether they're in the jets or they're maintaining the jets or they're the communicators, like, it's a huge job.
Yeah.
And they're also still a part of the United States Navy and our military community. And so they play a very big role. They're not just, you know, these guys who are flying in the sky.
Yeah, they're not just social media ambassadors.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah. But I do love when we get to talk to them and they're like, hey, yeah, I saw on your Instagram. And I'm like, oh, you saw on our Instagram. Thank you so much. It's like you're interacting with a celebrity, and it's just the coolest thing.
Oh, they
feeling.
Are. I mean, if anybody should be a celebrity, it should be those guys.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I think a lot of children now are definitely going to want to go to Pensacola. They're going to be like, Mom, Dad, let's go see the Jets. Let's go see those guys.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be, let's talk about that real quick. We've got about 30 seconds. I wanted to mention dog parks too. Like, people love their pets. They don't want to leave them at home. They don't want to board them for vacation. Bring them on down. We have dog parks.
Bring them to the dog parks. We've got dog beaches. We've got dog-friendly restaurants and bars. And we put all of that on our website. You know, as long as we always push, leave your dogs on leashes.
Right.
That's what that's there for at the beach.
Yes.
Now, the dog parks, the rules are different. But absolutely, we're a dog-friendly, kid-friendly, family-friendly community, and we want everybody to be here.
Yes. Pensacola, number one, and we will always be number one. We were the first, and come celebrate with us. Pensacola. I've had Nicole Stacy, the VP of Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com to get all this information. If you missed anything, we'll post this as a podcast. Thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank
now you.
You
can just kind of lay back and enjoy it, right?
Enjoy Fiesta.
Yes, enjoy Fiesta. Thank you so much.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.